You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now it is time for a trending report. Trending is brought to you by Bluebell Ice Cream. Try Bluebell's homemade vanilla ice cream. Takes you back to the simpler times. Rockies were off last night. They didn't play. The only big sports news that we could talk about is that they had the championship parade for the Toronto Raptors in the NBA. And what happened? A million people showed up and shots were fired.
That's
the state of professional sports today.
That's not good.
Is even during the celebratory parade, four people were shot.
Man.
And they're in the hospital. That's sports today,
like
my friend.
Crowds.
Exactly. So that happened. The science nerd in me loves this story because I know how people love their dogs. I'm the only person in Colorado without a dog. If you've ever wondered why your heart just melts when they look up at you and that tail wags and they look up and they've got those sad, sweet little puppy dog eyes and you're like, oh my God, you're so sweet. Oh, who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy?
Well, now scientists have figured it out. They realize dogs actually have been playing us for thousands of years. Dogs, it turns out, have evolved those sad, sweet puppy dog eyes purely to get stuff from humans.
Yeah.
They've apparently realized many thousands of years ago that that kind of look and those kind of eyes meant they got more food, they got more attention, they got brought into the camps. All of that other stuff. So it was evolution that brought those eyes about so that dogs could get anything from us they wanted. And it's totally worked. Scientists say that wolves don't have these eyes.
No, because they'll eat you.
When they dug up, you know, remains of dogs from tens of thousands of years ago, dogs even didn't have those eyes. It's once they started living with humans,
they developed a taste of those bacon treats.
They say we've been manipulated.
Nah, I don't think so.
And we don't even care. We are happily manipulated.
I've mastered my BS face just to fire it right back at him.
Yeah.
Not working on me.
You're
Fido.
One of the few.
Nah, whatever.
Anyway,
that's
so
how I've evolved.
Now you know that you've been played and manipulated by their eyes.
Works for wives and girlfriends as well. Those puppy dog eyes. Get whatever you want. Yes, I'll buy you a car. It's fine. I do have a little taste of sports news. How about this? Bronco fans will be able to personally pay their respects to Mr. Pat Bowlen today. They're going to be holding an open house tribute from 10 to 3 today at Broncos Stadium at Mile High. Now, it's going to be open to the public. It's going to be on the United Club Level West Lounge. So any Broncos alumni, anybody from the public, if you want to come by and check it out, they're going to have hundreds of pieces of memorabilia and photos. They're saying to park in lots C or J, and then you enter through gate 2. So if anybody is interested in that, that's what's going on down at the stadium today.
This is not the actual memorial service.
Right.
They say that will be private.
Yep.
But this is the way for Bronco fans.
It's a tribute.
To show up and say thank you.
Yep.
To a man who brought championships here to Denver.
Indeed. So that's going on. Also today, get this. Today is National Splurge Day. It's a fun, feel-good holiday that was created for us to do something special for ourselves, Dom, because we never do that for ourselves, right? Ever. What would you do? What would you splurge on today?
Oh, man, I don't want to think about that. I'm wondering if we
should
blow out our 7 o'clock.
That's what I was thinking, too. Wonder if this would be kind of fun to... Like, if money... Well, we'd have to put a little bit of money as an object, I guess.
What about $1,000?
Like $1,000. Would you go...
Splurge.
Probably hookers and blow.
Where's that sound?
What's the going rate for that stuff? Can I get that for the $1,000?
Derek, how much is blow?
I have no idea what the going rate for blow is.
I don't know if this is the same, but this is... I still have audio from years ago. Of this, I think it was, wasn't it a lottery? Or a story lottery or something?
And the lady asked him what he'd spend his money on.
I think this is it. Let's see.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it? bunch of hookers and cocaine.
No hookers. That's not good. We were hoping for a different answer. That's probably not the answer that we're looking for. All right.
It's a live TV, Grant.
Hookers and cocaine.
Yeah. That is a classic television moment. She had no idea how to handle it.
Back to you in the studio.
Should I play that again?
It's good.
Yeah. Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
Says who?
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
That's funny.
Splurge, though. I'd have to.
Splurge.
How
splurge
funny that I have to sit and think about it. I don't know what I would splurge on.
I don't know either.
Because
maybe we should do that today at 7.
Yeah.
We can bump our. Because kids are going to be horrible tomorrow, too.
Absolutely. In fact, this gives parents
you an extra
one more day to get pissed
your
at your
kids. To be horrible.
What,
maybe $1,000, so I don't know.
All right, we'll talk about that at 7.
Probably some sort of...
We'll move Braddy kids to tomorrow.
Electronics or something.
All right.
Let's do quickly your crap on celebrities. I don't know if anybody cares about this. We were hyping Tay-Tay's new video yesterday, her You Need to Calm Down video. And the big shtick for the video was all the cameo appearances in it. Ryan Reynolds, Ellen, and a bunch of other people. Well, I didn't sit through the whole thing, but I might have to go back and watch it today. Probably not, because the biggest moment in that video happens when there's a cameo by her former nemesis, Katy Perry, Dom.
What?
Whoa.
So they do kiss and make up.
Well, there's no kissing in it, but Katy Perry's in that hamburger costume, and Tay-Tay's in a French fry costume, and they, like, embrace at the end. And I guess it's a metaphor for two people who belong together, people who are a perfect pair. So now they're just being nice to each other, you know, when they're face to face. But I'm sure, like many people I know, they walk away and talk behind their back.
Of course.
That's just what happens. This story was interesting to me because I never did this. According to a new survey out there, men actually spend more time picturing their future wedding than women. What?
No. I don't believe that.
The survey found that... Well, it's a small. It's 8% of men are more likely than women to think about that big day, what it's going to look like, what all the centerpieces are going to be, the colors. If I were to do it all again,
yeah.
Just run away, save the money.
With your wife?
With like my wife, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with
me. I didn't know if you meant run away from
no,
her.
No. We had a fun wedding. It was great. Everybody had a good time. But when you look back, it's like it's one day and so much money. And I just would rather have just bounced and kept the $20,000 or whatever it cost. Ugh. All right, finally, one more thing. There's a new bikini on sale that is designed to look like two hands holding and cupping your lady parts. So it wraps around you, and the hands are on the front, and then it's connected with a sheer material in the middle. So unless you get, like, really close to check it out from a distance, it looks like somebody is behind you holding you up. And I posted the photos on our Facebook, so pervert alerts if you want to go to our Facebook today and check it out.
How much does this run?
$326 for the hands bikini. I'm way cheaper than that, you know, if you need me to. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook right now. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. You can see that bikini. And I posted a video of a guy who broke the Guinness World Record for the most blueberries stuffed in his mouth.
How many?
124 blueberries, smashing the previous record of 86. And I think the best part of the video is when he starts to choke, and he leans over, and all of them come falling out of his mouth. You're like, ha-ha, what a dork. Anyway, watch the video. It's on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That is what's trending now.